The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Let me tell you guys about Digster. I know that you're really into music, so Digster is a playlist for every moment and mood of your life. I know that there's a lot of ups and downs, and Digster is a soundtrack of your world and one playlist at a time. So go to digster.fm and see what I'm talking about. They have thousands of playlists. It's like your best friend made your favorite mixtape. So there's tons there at digster.fm. If you're having a hard time or a breakup or a new romance, whatever it is, they have like everything that you could need. Digster creates really awesome playlists. So some of our favorite are Lullaby, which is great for Gunner, The Crowd Pleasers, which would be fun for you when you're out. Go to digster.fm/Spidey to see our playlist. Follow, share, and listen. We have great songs on our playlist. We have Taylor Swift, and we have Morgan Saint. We have some new ones that we're adding, Ariana Grande. Again, go to digster.fm/Spidey to listen to our playlist, and be sure to head to digster.fm always for the best mix of music every moment, every mood of your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, non-binary, gender fluid, however you want to identify, we love you. We have a freaking real life, like, I am starstruck today. Like, I rarely get starstruck, you know, Taylor Swift, a little bit Justin Bieber, but this is a special individual, and it's probably going to be a long podcast because I have so much I want to get to know. It is Amber Rose, the one and only. Aww. And Amber is – this is very exciting. I actually listened to it, so we're going to discuss her podcast because I listened to it and I have questions about that. But the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris – he's a sex therapist. And new episodes every Thursday. So, yeah, there are guests today, but definitely check out their podcast because it just dropped. It's pure fire. But we'll get down to it. But yep. So, like I told Amber right when she walked in, her hair in real life, people, I know you think I know you think you know what it looks like. You're like, oh yeah, I know. You don't. It's special. Like, I know why.
Is it like glistening or something?
It's like blings. It's like
She just wakes up like that. It takes no upkeep at all, right?
It's actually a lot of maintenance. Like every 3 days I need to bleach it and cut it.
I was gonna say, because yeah. I'm on the twice a week barber level because I'm sure. Trying to be like
twice a week.
I'm trying to be a trapper out here. And I mean
I'm there for sure.
The goal is, so when I see you, I'm like, these lines are even better than bye, Jair. What is going on? But thank you for coming. I know you guys already talked a bunch of sex today, so you're probably a little worn out.
No, thank you for having us, man. We're super excited about this, seriously.
And Heidi will be here soon. Obviously, everyone that listens knows that Miracle Baby never sleeps. And literally, so if she gets like 15 minutes, she's like, I'm not getting out of the car.
Right, right.
So, we appreciate it.
So would you say Miracle Baby has brought you together, or has it been a little bit of a pull apart?
Well, it's made me appreciate, like, what I mean, I knew she was a special human. That's why I got married. I was never planning on getting married. So, you know, but I didn't even know the level of like real until you see her being a mother. You're like, oh my God, who are like, you probably shouldn't be with me. I don't deserve you. You are angelic.
Aww.
But she is like, you know, this baby is life. There's nothing. So, it has in the sense that, like, there's no more cuddling if I come near her and the baby. It's a fist to the jaw at night, you know. So in the physical sense, and it's very hard.
Give it some time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's 9 months, but it's worth it because seeing her love is just like, oh, my God. I mean, I knew you were, like, the sweetest, but, like, whoa. And that's awesome. See other moms. Not all moms are like that. You know, I follow a lot
no,
of these.
No, they are not.
I follow
they are
a lot
not.
Of these not moms. I'm not judging you, but.
They're like Instagram moms.
There's, and I watch their stories, yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, where is your kid? You know, like.
Yeah.
And
or, like, you can kind of just tell that, like, it's a picture for the gram.
How did you two link up?
I had a show on VH1 at the time called The Amber Rose Show, and I was looking for an actual sex and relationship therapist. And then Dr. Chris came in for a meeting. He was like, yo, I'm from Philly. I was like, hey, I'm from Philly too. And then we just like kind of fell in love because he's just said something that was so off the cuff, like something I would say. And like the rest of like the people in the room were like, what the f- And I was like, dude, we're like here, you know? And it would just from there, it's like we just became best friends. And then we did Love Line together, the podcast with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla kind of passed the torch to us. And we did Love Line for a while. And now we just kind of have our own show where we can talk about whatever we want.
Speaking of, on your, was in the most recent episode where you discussed the pool parties.
Yeah.
So, first off, I was like, when you were like, don't just show up, I was like, okay, I won't show up. Okay. I don't want to get thrown out. But good for you. Like,
wait, were you at the last pool party? I didn't go.
No,
I wasn't. I'm not that brave.
Okay.
I don't want to be thrown out by Amber Rose.
No,
but,
stop.
The fact that you even let 80 people into your house was like, melting my brain, like how you can just like when you're like I don't want people to think I'm, it's like how do you do that? Because I
the kind of like the way that my house is built, it's like excuse me, you like walk in and it kind of leads you straight to the back. So like the rest of the house is kind of like you don't even want to go over there because it's so alluring, my backyard. So you kind of go straight there and the bar's right there. So it's kind of like a straight shot, which I don't mind. And I like to entertain. That's kind of like my thing. So like I love having a full house of people, barbecue, drinks, music. Like I'm a hometown Philly girl, so that kind of like reminds me of like having block parties back in Philly and fish fries and like, you know, selling plates and shit.
Because like, your mom does that too. Like her mom will always be like, does anyone want lunch or dinner? I'm gonna cook some fish, I'm gonna put something on the grill.
Yeah,
you know? Are your neighbors chill with this or what?
My neighbors fucking love me.
Wow.
They love me. Like literally because I'm cool with all of them, like I'll invite them over to come and eat, have a drink. So they, you know, I invite their kids over to like, you know, Sebastian's birthday parties and stuff. So they never call the cops on me, basically, if that's what you're asking.
I was going to say, because that's all you hear when like superstars have a party. It's always you never read about any problems with your parties on TMZ.
My whole block loves me, man.
And you have good people. I mean, you don't act stupid. Like when you have people come over, it's really fun. But
I have a lot of friends. Which I feel like is great because it's like people that I actually trust. So like, I'm like, hey, you guys can come and then bring a plus one each. So if I trust you, I trust you to bring someone in my house that's going to respect me. And they don't want to fuck that up because my pool parties are the shit. So.
Are they a weekly thing, every two at random?
Just random. You know, I do have a 5-year-old son. So definitely during the week, it's like school, you know, or camp during the summer and stuff like that. And then, you know, my son's a rock star too, so like
he's BFFs with Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
as well.
Man. That's so cool. Like, you know, he, you know, during the weekend, he kind of asked. He's like, "Mom, yo, can we like have a party? Like, can you invite like everybody over? Can we like rock out?" I know how much you love Taylor, so I have to tell you this. So my son is obsessed, like you are, and so the other day he's like, "Mom, Taylor's my wife, and I'm gonna kiss her on the lips next time I see her." So I said, "Well, honey, you know, I think she's a little too old for you. But, you know, you can't just go and kiss somebody on the lips. You have to ask permission." So he's like, okay, you know, I'll ask permission. But he's like, she's going to have my baby. And I'm going to be in the room with her when she has the baby. And I'm going to hold the baby when the baby comes out of her belly. So these are things that stories that I tell him, like, you know, his father and I, you know, we had those moments when he was born. So he's kind of like reliving those stories, like with Taylor.
What a good husband he's going to make.
Yeah,
you are
amazing.
Raising a good son.
I back this. So as much as I love Taylor, I support this union.
I said, baby, you know, I said, Taylor's, she's much older, babe. You should find a woman your age. So he's like, all right, well, Taylor's just going to be my new mom then. I said, no, I'm your mother. You can't just make
Taylor. Either way,
Taylor,
she's entering the family.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of Taylor playing? How did he turn into a Taylor stan? Because I feel like you have a very eclectic music.
I have a very eclectic musical palette. I'll be honest. I have never listened to Taylor Swift in my fucking life. Literally never. And I'm a Philly girl. I love metal. I can listen to heavy metal shit. But Taylor, I was just like, I don't know. It just never came across, you know, my desk. So Sebastian's nanny is a white girl from West Virginia. And this bitch loved Taylor Swift. okay, Taylor Swift is like, her, like, I got to show you the picture in my phone. She's like cheesing like with Taylor Swift that night. So she would listen to Taylor Swift in the house with my son, like Shake It Off and stuff like that. So he would start singing and he would sing like Love Story. And these are songs that I heard on the radio, but you know. So my son and her really made me a fan. Like I actually start listening to her music. I'm like, Taylor's fucking dope, bro. Like this bitch can write and sing and her, the words. I'm like, I can relate to her. I've been slut-shamed all over the place. Everyone's like, you can't keep a man, and like, you're this and that, and like, all the tabloids, all the, you know, oh, here goes Amber playing the victim again. I'm like, dude, she's my fucking twin. Like,
whoa, you just hit, I didn't even make that parallel, like, because...
And got bullied by Kanye as well, like...
Oh, shit.
No, yes.
You know, like it was just like, bro, like we literally like, live the
just
same
melted
life.
In my brain, because I'm like,
and who would have
oh
thought Amber Rose and Taylor Swift living parallel lives?
No, it's yeah. a real deal. Because that's I just did a YouTube with like the Swifties, like a YouTube episode. We talked about all like how if any guy did what Taylor did, dated,
yeah,
and it was public,
right?
Oh, he's a player, he's,
right.
or he's yeah. cool, but with a woman, it's like, oh, this time it's
yeah,
like,
she can't yeah. keep a man. It's just like, it's, I literally, we live the same life, just you know, differently.
How old is she?
27.
She is okay.
She's still don't right. come after me. I don't know.
I thought
back.
She was younger than that, but okay.
Yeah.
So before we keep going with Amber and Chris, Amber, let me tell you something. Since you are a superstar celebrity and famous, this is perfect for somebody like you or anyone who wants famous celebrity hair. You get Sugar Bear hair. It's a bestseller on Amazon with thousands of rave reviews. And the best part, you'll love it. It tastes like sweet, delicious candy with juice of real berries. But they contain everything you need for stronger, healthier hair. So your hair is amazing. I know everybody wants that celebrity look like you have. And this was really great for you because also it has as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli, which seems impossible, but it's true. As much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. So that's always really important to know what's in it and great ingredients, and it tastes amazing. So don't eat too many like I do, but nutrients in Sugar Bear hair fans also found their nails and skin quality improve over time. So I always want those strong nails. Looks like you have those awesome strong nails, but you can always use a little more. So Sugar Bear hair, go to sugarbearhair.com/spidey for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/spidey, sugarbearhair.com/spidey. So I know healthy hair is important to you, and you definitely want a great dessert. Combine the two, Sugar Bear Hair. If you like our podcast, you're going to love Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Join Brandy each week as she talks from the inside about pop culture, fashion, and celebrity gossip. She's sharing it all with the world, so don't miss a second of it. Check out Brandy Glanville Unfiltered at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review.
We need to discuss your tattoos also, because that's something I feel like that. Is that Hollywood new? It looks fresh.
It's about a year.
Oh, look
Isn't
at me.
Isn't that the newest
look,
one?
Is that yeah,
the,
oh. I think that is the newest one. Yeah.
I have just got such good eyes.
No, you
got
yeah. to see this one right here.
We're talking for our listeners. These are some fresh sleeves. Like, good
I've
luck.
Been working on these for 4 years now, so it takes a long time. I got the 215 for Philly slash my hero. I got another slash... right here. And then I got the Hollywood because I always wanted Hollywood my whole life. And then I got it and I was like, this is fucking weak.
Oh, you don't like it now? I think it's pretty.
It's not that I don't like, I've become accustomed to it. I thought it was going to be very different because I grew up reading like tabloid magazines and like it was just like my life. Like it was all over the bathroom in my house. And like my mom's like, did you see what happened with this? And I'm like, dude, I want to live this.
Oh, that's me and my mom. Mom and I. Hi, mom. She's listening.
Yeah. Hi, mom.
And I used to tell people in summer school at 15, I'd be like, you know, I'm going to be on the cover Us Weekly.
Summer school. I love that.
And they'd be like, huh? I'm like, yeah, cover Us Weekly.
Bro,
be like,
I'm telling you, I lived in a one-bedroom. Hi.
Yeah, Miracle Baby's awake. Oh, he's going to love you.
Look at the look on his face.
Oh,
too.
Hi.
Hi, Jimmy. I woke him up. I was like, okay, it's been 30 minutes. We got
to
go.
Oh,
no, this superstar.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
How are you?
Good to see you.
How old is he?
Gorgeous Amber Rose.
He's 9 months.
Oh my god. Hi, baby.
I've been very excited for my son to meet you.
Hi.
Totally.
See, that's how you tell she puts time in.
She's got everything clocked in.
He will be right back.
Okay, take your time, baby.
She will go use the restroom while holding him. What were we talking about? Yeah, about just manifesting. That's what I tell people, like, when they're like, how do I make it? I'm like, just believe. Don't stop.
It's like, you know when The Seeker came out and it was like, if you believe it, it'll come true. I'm like, dude, I did that my whole life. You just made a fucking documentary on this shit. Like, I literally used to tell my friends, I lived in a one-bedroom apartment with my mom. I grew up very poor in South Philly. I used to tell my friends at a very young age, I don't know what y'all bitches are doing, but I'm moving to Hollywood. Like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like, and they're like, Amber, you've never even been to L.A. Shut up, bitch. You've never even been out of Philly. You've been to the Jersey Shore. Like, shut up. And I'm like, I've never been anywhere, but I'm telling you, I'm going to live in Hollywood. And I, like, manifested it, and it was just like my first apartment was on Hollywood and Highland.
And that doesn't happen. Like, Philly, people don't get out of Philly.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to bring up anything, but I want to give you credit because it's always the reverse when people are like, I only started knowing who Kanye West was because of you. That's when I started.
I believe even, that.
No, that's the only time I started being because I was like, nobody had come into the game like you. You know what I mean? Like, still to this day. And that was when I was like, where did he find this woman? You know, like, so I feel like it's always the flip. Like, oh, where did Kanye find you? It's like, no. I feel like I know the people out here, whatever. Mm-hmm. To me, who followed the game of, like, fame and everything, that's when it's like, he popped on my radar because he had you with him. I feel like that all of a sudden I cared about what he did, where he was.
I appreciate that,
you know,
man.
It's real. So
yeah, I feel like there's a lot of girlfriends and ex-girlfriends of famous people, and no one cares. So when people are like, you're famous because you dated him, I'm like, okay, you can say that maybe as a stepping stone, but what about after? Everything I've accomplished, I made that. I did that on my own. You know, it's not like we were married. He didn't give me a check or like anything to like start my own business. It was like, okay, we broke up. That's cool. Now I have to figure out what to do with this fame. Like, I can't go back and be a stripper again. I need to fucking like learn how to be an entrepreneur, start my own businesses, you know, become I was famous, but I wasn't a celebrity. I didn't talk. Like, no one knew what my voice sounded like. They thought I was like Swedish or something, you know? And I made my own way for the past 8-9 years, and I figured it out, and no one can take that away from me.
And people don't get how hard it is, because like, you're in the million game, and it's like, it's one thing to be when I mean money, not followers, people. and that's what people don't get. Like, you're a businesswoman, because I know how hard it is to make freaking money in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And all these people you see, yeah, they may have a lot of followers, but they're not a business. They don't have so many different brands and products and shows. And it's like, I feel like you just don't get enough credit.
Thank you. I feel like people associate fame with money. And it just does not work. You can have all the fame in the world and be broke as f***. I was there. Like, after Kanye, I was broke. Like, I didn't have a job when I was with him. I just traveled the world with my rich boyfriend. And, like, I was young. And he was, like, 8 years older than me. So we just had fun and, like, you know, just did cool s***. But it was, like, I wasn't making money.
So what gave you the confidence, do you think, to really use that and push forward and kind of start all the things you've started?
I wanted, it's funny, I wanted Hollywood my whole life. I just didn't know I was going to get it in that way.
Yeah.
That kind of just happened by default. It just happened that way. So, it was like after, I was like, shit, like I'm walking outside my apartment and paparazzi's right there. And I like, don't even have a bed. Like, I don't even have, like, furniture. Like, I had to go to, like, stack dough and, like, do some parties in North Carolina and Memphis and, like, stack some money, go to IKEA, put some lamps together. Mm. Like, I was famous and I was broke. Like, I had no money at all. And that was, like, 2011. But that was the same year I made $1 million.
But that's huge, because I don't think people realize that you can be famous and have no money, that it doesn't necessarily transfer over. Because I, you know, the gym I go to, a lot of people that work there are people that are were famous, hugely famous, but it didn't translate to anything. And so they have to get jobs like that. And so it isn't common. That's great.
Yeah.
Look at this one again.
Well, he's now in a better mood. He's a little now he's realizing who's over there.
Are you guys both natural blondes?
Yes, as babies. Not right now, of course.
Oh, no.
My hair was, like, whiter.
I have no, what's it called, highlights in right now. But if I had a budget, I'd have some highlights. Like we said about money, you could be famous. That's why this is called the Make Spy Famous Again. We're trying to get that money again, okay?
And Dr. Chris Donahue, hey, you are a sex therapist.
I am.
Okay, well, so give us some
Amber.
Tips.
So is Amber. Let's give her a credit.
Yeah. She's sex a
muse.
Lives.
Yeah. Amber's a muse.
Yeah. Oh, she actually... No, go ahead, because you are, in a way. I mean, that's one thing. When people ask me, what's it like to work with Amber? I'm always really happy to say that you've had an impactful, transform experience on me. Because...
Really?
Yeah, I've been doing my work for like 15 years, and I don't meet a lot of people that can really impact me in that way. I mean, I travel the world lecturing, and... I learned so much from her. One of the most important things I've actually learned is compassion. That's the one thing I always say, because Amber is just so loving and thoughtful. And that's one thing.
By default, sometimes, for sure. I'm almost too nice where I should, not that I should, but I feel like there's so many times where I just want to curse people out or say the real truth, but I'll just say, no, everything, you know, was great. And, you know, I'm just very gracious because I'm just like, let me just move on with my life. I'm not trying to, like, relive some negative ass shit, you know?
It doesn't help.
Yeah.
Because then you just dwell in it and they don't want to hear it anyways.
Right.
So there's definitely a line.
Are you sub-messaging somebody over here? That's how
he's,
like, reoccurring.
Yeah. I love
that. She's like,
Spencer, he can get upset. I'm like, it's not going to help. You're the only one being affected by the situation. So I understand that.
Getting more heat crystals. Yeah. Wait, before I forget, something that just hit me, like, sorry, because I'm like, I want to buy Amber Rose's album. It's so impressive that you haven't dropped, like, because, like, I love Cardi B, good for her, but, like, there's no Amber Rose album that never dropped. It's so impressive that because you easily could have got a number one hit from a producer.
Yeah.
You know, worked with the hottest writer in the game. And, you know, so.
I'll tell you what happened. Okay. I became a feminist. And so when you fully become a feminist, it's hard to make really dope music.
That's some boring lyrics.
Yeah. It's like, be positive.
Her first hit's called N-Rape Culture. The second hit's called, Kill Patriarchy. Yeah. Like, that's boring.
Like, you call me a hoe? That's slut shaming. Stop. You know?
That would be good.
I would listen to that album.
Slut shame. That should be your
the
hit.
The single. Maybe
would be me being going in on guys and other girls, and then that's like not productive.
So, wait, you would not want to ever do music, though, if it could happen.
Pre-feminist, though, we could have had.
Yeah, pre-feminist. Oh, you would have got some fire. Heat.
I do watch your story. I know now I got to check your post. But on your story, you're always very fashionable. You've been setting trends for now, since I've been following you, 10, at least 9 years?
About 8, 9, yeah.
Setting trends. Is this because you use Stitch Fix, where you can style for every season of your time? I mean.
So true.
Right?
That's exactly what it is.
I thought. And then with Stitch Fix, your sizes, your information about your lifestyle, your preferred budget. I know Heidi is actually
I'm actually wearing shorts from Stitch Fix.
Heidi's just trying to show her booty right now. Oh. She's getting all confident.
This party's getting me all wrong. No, these are Pistola shorts, actually. And I filled out the whole thing because it's an online stylist.
Super
which is
cute.
Great. Super cute. I don't have as much time to go shopping anymore. So I fill out all these different things, your sizes, what types you like. And then they mix match, and then they send you kind of something from each style that you'd like and kind of put the outfits together. So it is an online stylist, and I got 3 pieces that I absolutely love, and then they send you a card with how you can wear it.
Ooh.
So oh, wow. I love it, and it's my new favorite thing. I'm going to go online to get it again today. So go to your first fix now at stitchfix.com/spidey and get 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box, which I did. That's stitchfix.com/spidey to get started with Stitch Fix today. stitchfix.com/SPEIDI.
Thanks, Stitch Fix.
did being treated the way you did in the media and just in going to clubs and the looks you get from these actual hoes, excuse my French, like that energy, did that create this new, like, let's say, rebrand, new identity of...
No, like, I realized that I was a hoe as well. I realized that everyone is a hoe because a hoe and a slut and a whore is really just derogatory labels that people use against us because they're uncomfortable with our sexuality. It's never really actually what they know. It's what they assume, right? So I could be a virgin and they're like, ugh, she is definitely DTF. Like, she's so ready to go. Like, I heard that she f***ed my friend, or I heard that she did this. But really, it's all assumptions and rumors. It's never really actually what it is. And even if it is what it is, why am I not allowed to be a sexual being when men just go do whatever they want? But if I, you know, I feel like so weird talking in front of the baby, but I know he, like doesn't give a shit what I'm saying.
No, he hears cuss words all day from daddy. Yeah. We're actually.
Yeah. It's good for him. You're making him sex positive.
Right? Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I was saying earlier, like, I call my son a little f***er all the time. And that's like his thing. He's like, he'll be like, shut up, bitch. And I'm like, this little f***er. Because he's like, I have road rage. So I curse people out all the time.
Oh, you can be on my new series called Road Rage.
Yeah. Spencer has road rage.
Well, it's impossible not to in L.A.
In L.A. I'm cursing. I'm like, you
Is it Ubers? Is it Ubers and Lyfts just destroying?
I think we're at the same concert. You went to Taylor.
Yeah.
Right? Just, you already talked about it.
Well, yeah. BTS is the... Her baby's nanny.
Yes.
Is a
Allison. Like, shout out to Allison.
Is a Taylor stan on my level.
Are you a Taylor fan? Because
it's like an Amber. I brought Taylor.
I get it,
more.
But I'm not on board.
Have to listen, bro. I'm telling
you.
You
gotta commit to the album.
You're not a feminist.
If I'm not a fan of Taylor.
Okay.
No, like the beginning of her concert is literally like people talking shit about her on stage.
On the biggest screen.
It's so sick. It's like, bro, this is me. Like, she's me, and I'm her. And
well, that's why I became a fan. When everyone turned on her and it was like the media attacking her, I was like, that's how they came for me.
Yeah.
I feel you now, Taylor. And so when she dropped all her songs and they connected to like, oh, you're calling me a liar when you – I mean, it was just
telling you. Okay. She's the
I'll check it out at the gym.
Okay. Well,
I'm promising nothing.
So are you a trainer also?
Like a – gym person,
he's just really fit.
No.
Okay, you just gotta.
No, it's just part of the game.
What is
I feel
sex
like if I'm
therapy?
Gonna talk about sex, I have to look like I have it. You know,
okay.
I swear that's why my patients trust me. Is I look like I'm f***ing, and so when I talk about it, they believe it.
How do they find you? They're like, I'm having sexual problems. Like, what it?
They
what
call
is
us.
Your? Oh, they
yeah,
call
they
in.
Call into the show. But in my office, it's like marital relational therapy. So anything from like people thinking they have a sexual dysfunction, or they want to have a better sex life, or they feel like they're not normal because of a kink they're into, or they feel like they're sexually compulsive. Anything that's kind of like sexual, relational, marital is what I do.
What's some advice?
Have sex.
What's the question?
Not every night. Yeah. Busy.
What's the question? Frame it in the form of a question. Me and Amber will help you.
I don't know.
It's like being back on our show.
How about being a new mom and feeling sexy again?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Well, I'll say this. I always say this. The couples that have the most sustainability tap into and utilize every level of intimacy building that's available. And sex is a really important way to do that. And if sex goes... If we go without having sex for a long period of time, there's like a magic window period where it gets a little bit harder to get back to it. Mm-hmm. And so
he says like if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like that, it's kind of like how it is. Like you almost forget. It's like going to the gym every day and like, you know, staying fit and you just get better and better and
find some way,
muscle memory.
Every day.
Muscle memory, yes.
And this sounds overwhelming, but every day find a way to somehow eroticize or romanticize your partner just to kind of keep it always active.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Both of you. Wait, there it was. She was like, wait, say that one more time. Both of you, Dr. Chris?
Both of you.
Yes, both of you.
Okay. So, like, romantic.
But it's easy, Spencer. You can leave a note. You can send a text.
Note.
You can just
come
up behind her and whisper something
in her
ear.
I put it on the dry erase board every day.
It's that simple. Like, really basic stuff. It's that meaningful.
Right. Yeah. I totally agree.
Every day.
I gave you a note yesterday.
Not always the same positions. Not always in the bed. Or like, you know, just try to Try to make it fun.
Bed. You mean Gunner's bed?
No.
We don't have a bed.
He doesn't sleep in a crib, so he has his own.
You guys better
put
with
that boy in a crib. That's the first and foremost.
Yes. So a lot of experts will say don't share the bed with the baby. I think you should.
Wow, I love that.
It's never disagrees. In most cultures, they do.
My son sleeping with the baby, I get it. My son is 5. He literally will not sleep in the bed, his own bed. He has to sleep with his mama, yeah. Right? You have all day with your baby. You love your baby up. Put your baby to bed and let him get used to that. I'm telling you as a parent, because what's going to happen is, and I tell my manager the same thing. She has 2 kids. Both of her kids stay in the bed with her and her husband. She literally has no sex life.
It'll do that.
She has none.
It becomes a block. Dogs can do that too. People that sleep with their pets.
Yeah, what'd we get?
A special bed. So that works.
Wait, with the little side crib thing? The little side?
We can't be promoting brands that aren't
paying the big bucks.
Yeah.
It's like a little side sleeper for the baby.
Oh, no.
No, for adults.
Special bed.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. What are you talking about?
I don't know
about?
What that means.
We'll show you guys what the bed looks like later.
Is this a sex-based thing?
Yeah, it's a sex bed.
Okay,
we're ready to hear.
I absolutely need to know about this and have one.
They made us pay for it, so we will show you after the podcast.
Yeah, so that makes it like fun and cool and different things. And I would think,
damn, where have we been?
Where you been?
But here's the thing: she's not wrong. The much like a dog, a baby will block eroticism, and at the same time, neurologically, it's really good to have your child as close to you as possible, as long as possible.
Sure.
And that's why I love that he's here. It's really, really important.
Yeah, but take naps with your baby during the day, lay in the bed with your baby, snuggle with your baby, and then give the baby to the nanny.
And do your dirty.
And have fun with your man, girl,
because right.
I'm telling you.
We have 30 minutes clocked in.
Here's the problem. He wakes up after a 30-minute sleep cycle, so that's why I can't nap or anything, because he wakes up. So I literally have 30 minutes.
You're saying during the day?
Anytime. At night.
So get a night nurse.
In the time. No. I don't want someone else with my baby that much. This is a lot for
me. Listen, a night nurse,
Ansley here.
A night nurse and a nanny is just there for a helping hand. They're not there to raise your baby for you. You're not any less of a mother. You need to make time for your husband.
You're making her anxious. I'm looking at her. She's like, I'm not hearing you anymore. Not going to happen.
Gonna make her faint.
No. Yeah.
Well, it would just be counterproductive for me because I wouldn't have them do anything anyways. Like, this is a big step for me. Right now.
Well, I was just saying at night, right? One, you get a good night's sleep, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. So you're up, you're alive during the day, you're ready to, you know, play with your baby and do everything you need, and you get a good night's sleep. I'm telling you, it's literally, I had Sebastian for the first 3 months.
Such a good name.
Thank you.
I love that name.
The first 3 months, I was literally sleep deprived. Like I was holding him and falling asleep, which was not healthy, you know? Moms do it all the time, especially moms that can't afford it. I get it. But I got a night nurse. I got the one first night of sleep, and I woke up the next day, and I was ready to work out. I was ready to live my best life. You know, the next night, I was, like, you know, with my husband. It was nice. Like, it was just like, yo, I love my baby. I still got up in the middle of the night and checked on him. It wasn't like I'm going to just sleep and, like, who cares what was happening with my baby. As a mom, you're still going to get up and check on your baby. But you still can go in, see that your baby is healthy and good and fed, and be like, take a deep breath. I'm going to go lay back with my husband and give him the time that he needs and you need for each other. I'm divorced because it was very hard for me to do that. It was hard for me to let go. I literally was like super mom, and then it was like, I don't have time for my husband. I'm a mom. Like, seriously. And I kept telling myself, I'm not gonna do that, and I did it. That's exactly what I did. And, you know, I would never wish that. I pray that you guys stay together forever. But, you know, for real. Like, you know, like,
breathe, Heidi, breathe.
I'm breathing.
No,
but you guys have already been through the most problematic milestones in a lot of ways, so I think you guys are solid. You've been through a lot.
Spencer knows it's till death do us part.
And then into heaven.
So I don't know if there's one way out of this.
No, but I'll tell you something. I don't say this a lot of couples, but I've been doing this work for over 15 years, and so I'm really good at picking up on people's abilities to be intimate and connection and the unconscious and consciousness. You guys have what it takes to be together long term.
Yeah,
I can tell.
I can see it as well.
I can totally
Thank
tell,
you.
For sure.
I appreciate that.
With 98% accuracy, oh. I can say.
Yeah, tell us more.
2% failure rate. I got
you
it.
You can 98% definitely see accuracy. The chemistry for sure.
For sure. It's adorable.
Before we keep going with Amber and Chris, let's talk about bras. Third Love. It's an amazing bra that I absolutely need to tell you about. So you go on the website and you can pick all different sizes, all different ranges. I know that I've had trouble finding the right size and matching. So they do it for you. They have a size chart. It's very helpful. And there's so many different styles. You can get underwire, wireless, sexy, racer back. I mean, they have every different kind that you need. So in fact, they just added 24 new sizes, making Third Love the industry's leader with a size of total of 70 sizes. So that's what I'm saying. You can find your size, which was very helpful for me, especially with breastfeeding and things changing. So order online, find your fit in 60 seconds, order and try it on at home. So no more awkward fitting room experiences. I know that's always a little weird. So that's why I loved this. And Third Love knows a perfect bra for everyone. Right now, they're offering Make Spidey Famous Again listeners 15% off your first order. Do yourself a favor. Get this 15% off and go to thirdlove.com/spidey now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase, guys. That's thirdlove.com/SPEIDI for 15% off today. I just went. They have so many cute new styles. I got the lacy back one myself. So you can just have so many different options. And you do the Third Love Fit Finder quiz, which is what I did to help you identify your appropriate size and shape, find the style that you love, and it takes less than a minute, which I need because I don't have that much time. So this is hands down the most comfortable bra that you will own. Tagless labels so they don't get in the way, no itching, straps that won't slip, ultra soft, smooth fabrics, lightweight, super thin memory foam cups, and Third Love guarantees a perfect fit. Return and exchanges are free and easy, so it makes it great. If it doesn't fit, you send it right back and make sure you get the one that does. So go to thirdlove.com/spidey now. Find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/SPEIDI for 15% off today. Go, guys.
Speaking of that ex-husband, I just watched Architectural Digest video because that's what I do. And he was on it discussing his car that you purchased when he was mad at you. So you bought a car for him.
He's a damn lie. I think I bought a car for his birthday.
Oh, nice spin at work because it made it so interesting to me. I was like, wonder what the fight was that it got a car.
I don't remember. It was like an old school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely did not buy him a car because he was mad at me.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't know you.
No.
Okay, breaking news here, Architectural Digest.
Check your facts.
I mean, you know what? He gets really high, so maybe that's how he remembers it. But it was definitely like his birthday or something. But this was after our divorce.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I think it's so great that you like follow your heart and put yourself out there. And I know like I know some single moms, and it's hard to pick yourself up and put yourself back out there, and especially after going through things and especially with a child. So I think that's amazing that you are so loving.
Thank you.
Know,
thank
ready.
You. Yeah, I just, you know, Heidi, I've been hurt a lot. And when I tell you hurt, I mean like stabbed, like twisted, like some fucked up shit, like cheated on, like literally like the worst shit. Like I've cried a lot and I'm a Libra and I'm very loving and like I'm the type of person where like you don't have to really earn my trust. If you tell me you're a good person, I'm going to believe you until you do something wrong. Then I'm going to be like, okay. But I'm not like keep your distance and you have to earn my trust. Like I'm the opposite, you know? And it makes me very vulnerable to really toxic situations. I had to like see a therapist after because I was just like, why do I keep getting into toxic situations? And she was just like, they're looking for you. You're not looking for them. They see the love. They see the genuine person you are. They see, you know, how good of a mom you are. It's easy to prey on you. Yeah. And that's why they come to you in the way that they do. Now I can see it from a mile away. But before, I couldn't. So once I start seeing toxic tendencies and personality, like narcissism, and before, like if somebody told me something crazy, I would apologize. I would be like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. Maybe let me make it better. And now I'm like, dude, fuck you, bro. Like, are you crazy? Like, no, lose my number. Don't fucking call me again. Because I see it now that they try to prey on me and take advantage of my kindness. And so I'm very happy. It's like once you become a feminist, it's no turning back. It's like once you're aware of narcissism and men that have sociopathic personality disorders, which are most of my exes, you can see it. Once you do the research, you could see it from a mile away. And once you're aware forever.
And we were talking about this earlier. A lot of people think that to be healthy, you have to stay in or be in a relationship. And we were talking about on our show earlier that sometimes the healthiest thing to do is leave. And that you get a lot of shit from people if you have a lot of short-term relationships. But that's often that's a sign of health.
Yeah.
People prioritize just sticking it out problematically. And so a lot of couples I work with, the work is about getting them out of a relationship. Where everyone thinks it's about learning how to stay in. But a lot of people should be leaving.
Yeah, like, do you ever hear, like, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, do you ever hear people where it's like, we're going to work things out for the kids?
Yeah.
And it's like,
or we've been married for so long, we got to just make it work. It's like, that's a horrible model.
Yeah, it's
model.
Like, dude,
that's not how
you're
it should be.
Fucking miserable. You're not working out shit for the kids. You're staying in the house and arguing all day. You're miserable as fuck. You don't want to have sex with each other. You don't want to snuggle. And your kids can feel that. Instead of going getting a bomb ass stepdad or a bomb ass stepmom and live your best in life,
true.
Bro.
It's true.
That's why me and my ex-husband are literally best friends. We're best friends we encourage each other to find amazing people and be happy.
You've nailed co-parenting. It's
we
really
nailed
they,
it.
They've
That's
nailed
impressive.
It. It's
we
a
need
good
the
song.
Book. We need the co-parenting
Man,
book.
It's in the works.
Yeah, write it.
I'm sure it's in the works.
That's impressive. So people come to you too and they're like, hey, we want to work it out. And sometimes you're like, I think you guys should separate.
Totally. Because I think people assume that the answer should always be figure out how to make the relationship work. But the health of a relationship isn't the length of time it lasts. It's how you are in it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's reached its end point, and that's part of my work sometimes, letting people down and letting them know, like, this isn't repairable. Because yeah. That's the thing, not every relationship is repairable. Like, we have this breakdown in therapy where we say, like, in terms of couples' issues, one third of their issues are totally resolvable. Then there's like a third that fall under the category of, like, we can fix that. And there's right. A third that's like, that will never change. And you might need to leave because of that. Even if you're in love, even if you're super attracted, that doesn't mean it's meant to last.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Maybe you're not sexually compatible and everything sure. else is cool. And this sex is just really horrible. And then you're left feeling, not satisfied at all. And then, especially as women, we definitely make excuses for that. We'll be like, yeah, but he's great. And it's this and it's that and it's that. But, like, you're sexually frustrated. You know what I mean? And that's – sex is a big part of a relationship, you know? And that's why I was saying, you know, with the baby and stuff, you do only have a couple years where he wants to – sleep with mommy and daddy and stuff like that, but you also, you know, definitely should work on every piece of the relationship and make sure you have alone time with your husband.
Mm-hmm. Bam.
Yeah. How did you get into sex therapy?
I was practicing as a general therapist and I found the work so boring, and I hate saying that. It wasn't that interesting. And then I started getting trained as a sex therapist and I saw that I think kind of like it's a similar mission in what Amber has done with herself as well, which is I saw that we are so problematic around sex. We don't understand what healthy sex is. We shame and we're afraid of people that are really confident sexually. And we call them things like slutty or not respectable. And as a guy, as a white male, as a white cis male, I was like, I have a lot of privilege and a big platform because I started, you know, I've had my own TV shows. I have a book out and people were listening. And I was like, let me use this to really try to make people have a healthy relationship to sex, because psychology is one of the most sex negative shaming things we have.
Really?
Yeah. It's so afraid of sex. We have so many labels and diagnoses that just pathologize
people.
I mean,
even just
confident.
Thinking like, you know, with like Steve Harvey, and like he wrote like this
the
best
worst.
Selling book, and it's like wait 90 days. And it only applies
wait,
to women.
What?
Sex.
Sex.
Oh, when
it's
date
sexist.
Somebody or
it's slut
only for
shaming.
Women though.
Yeah. Because it's the whole idea.
Steve Harvey wrote a book on how women should fucking give up their vaginas. It's so weird.
It's problematic because, yeah, it implies that there's a different scale or barometer for a man versus a woman.
Right.
That a woman is only respectable and wife material if she denies her sexuality.
Right.
And you have to, like, withhold,
yeah.
which is manipulation, which I'm not a fan of manipulation or game playing. I'm all about, like, Amber, authenticity. If you like someone, how soon do you text them? As soon as you want. I have sex on the first date. I have sex immediately because I want to know that compatibility
waited,
is there.
He's so funny. If I would have waited 90 days, I'd have been like,
no, you would have known you're not compatible.
Yeah.
Like, sex is important to me. And if you want to wait 90 days, it's not important enough to you. It won't work because I like a lot of sexuality. Why? Because I like a lot of closeness and intimacy.
Right.
Me and Amber date in the backpack method. Like, if I meet you on date one and I like you, I want to wear you like a backpack. I want you by me always. I'm going to text you every 5 seconds being, what are you doing? How about now? What about now? What
not
about now?
That.
Like, I like that closeness.
If I really like someone, I want them to meet my son as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as possible. Because guess what? My son is going to be like, I don't like him.
Yep.
Or my son is going to be like, oh my God, mom, I really like him. You know what I mean? And my son is my life,
right?
So absolutely. My son sees the handyman come in. I do photo shoots at my house. He runs into so many guys. He doesn't know what I do behind closed doors.
Absolutely.
You know? So like, if I bring somebody in, it's like, meet my son. I want to see how you interact with my baby. I want to see if my baby likes you. I want to see if you're going to be good to be around my baby with my supervision in this moment. And if you're really dope, then that means I want to call you and like hang out with you some more. But if you're like not good with my son, I'm not trying to fuck with you at all.
That is very understandable.
But I feel like a lot of women, they wait like a year.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you can't meet my son yet, or you have to wait 6 months to meet my kid. And it's like,
that's too much of an investment. Why would you find out? It doesn't work.
Now I'm in love with the guy, and then I wait 6 months for him to meet my kid, and then he's like a dick to my kid.
Right.
It's like, no, I want you to meet my kid the next, like, you're coming over. Right,
and that's
now.
The whole thing,
like,
about sex, too, is if you delay sex 6 months or a year and you make a massive investment and you attach in other ways, and then the sexual compatibility or chemistry isn't there, what do? You end up in my office, and I can help people make sex better, but if the chemistry and compatibility is not there, I can't insert that or create that.
Yeah.
You have to then mourn the loss of the sex life you thought you were going to have.
Right.
So we're proponents of all that.
Yeah.
Well, off the topic of sex, I'm looking for our listeners that can't see. Amber's teeth bling like crazy. Are those diamonds?
They are.
Mount? Like, are they there?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you already clean those diamonds with a Quip that is the best electronic toothbrush.
I did, actually.
How is that working?
Oh, my God. Wonderful. You see they're blinging right
now. That's what I'm like. They're bling, like, oh my gosh. So if you have diamonds in your teeth like Amber, or if you don't, you should be using the freaking best electronic toothbrush in the game, because you want those vibrations that help clean your teeth. We all love Quip because we love Oprah, and they were on O's list.
Damn.
Named one of Time Magazine's best inventions. Miracle Baby even loves using the freaking toothbrush because it's not as bulkier as these other brushes, and it just packs that right amount of vibration. So,
and it's great for traveling. So I actually was having this. I love this thing because you travel a lot too, and it sticks on the mirror, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
And it's thin, and then I know I have my like electronic toothbrush at home that plugs in, and it's this whole thing, but this has like a battery, easy to go. So I normally had like those old toothbrushes, and this is like my go-to. So it's really light. I love it. Check out Quip for sure.
Yeah, so Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Spidey right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electronic toothbrush.
Ooh.
That's your first. That was a great ad-lib. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Spidey. That's getquip.com/Spidey. I'm actually going to get ice in my teeth. I've been telling Heidi when I have a budget
I'll give you the girl's number. She'll come to your house.
I'm going to.
Real cool.
I'm allowed diamonds?
Diamonds are real cool. All
right. I'm going to get the discount, the Amber Rose discount. You know what's so wild on a whole different note, which is so, it's got to be trippy that how strong and like, excuse my French, mainstream your brand has become, that when you started dating my favorite trapper, I was like, no!
What?
You know, like, because you, like, you are gangster. You know what I mean? Like, you're as gangster as you can get, but you're so now just like, I want Amber Rose to babysit. You know, like, that it was, like, for me, like, as a fan, like, but that's mind-blowing, you know, in a few amount of years, like, that it shifted where I look at you as, like, the most clean cut, like, healthy, like, everything I don't want for a savage. You know, I was like, you know, I was like, no, you know, like, she's too pure for him.
That's
like,
hilarious.
But isn't that, that's got to trip you out, because, like, yeah, you were a savage before he was even a savage.
For sure. I'm still pretty savage, though.
Sure.
Oh, no.
You have to look at my Instagram. You got to look at my captions. You got to look at the shit that I post.
Because I watch
that's
your
what
story.
The gems are.
Okay. Oh, yeah. My story is weak. I didn't put nothing on my story.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
I mean, it's not like I'm not writing home about it, but.
Yeah, you got to go look at, like, my shit. Like, I say some trippy ass.
Captions is literally everything.
Have you ever been invited to, what's it called?
I don't know. You know how to name drop secret societies.
Have you ever been invited to, what would you call it? A sexual dinner?
No. A sex-based secret society.
No, but I'm down, though. Like,
wait, have you two? I don't understand where this question is coming from.
Recently, last week, Spencer was invited to...
Just Spencer.
Mm-mm. No, both
the
of
two
us.
Two of you. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously, we're not going.
Why?
I think we got to go to church first. It would be a good secret society to go to.
So, what is it? Like, is it like couples or like...
What is it?
I don't want to get in trouble or like murked out by... I don't even know if this is like...
I thought it was mainstream.
I guess it's probably
not because we don't know about it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely... I do know Gwyneth Paltrow has gone.
Wow.
So, and it costs... Like, if you're not invited...
I definitely think Gwyneth Paltrow is like Becky with the good hair. I really feel like she's...
Give us... What does that mean to
I feel like she's the
listeners.
One that was like f***ing Jay-Z.
Oh, in real life.
Oh, right.
Oh, because they were even
They were like
out.
Friends, and then like you don't see Gwyneth Paltrow with Beyonce anymore. It just seems like she was the one that was f***ing Jay-Z, and now Gwyneth lost her husband, but like Beyonce's still with Jay.
Conspiracy there.
Oh, that's
all right. Amber's got all the truth.
I've been waiting.
I mean, I don't got no out.
Damn.
Allegedly. Us Weekly post that.
Wow.
I'm surprised no one thought of that.
No, like, but you connected all those dots.
Does she have that good of hair, though? I guess she probably
that's
uses Goop products.
Right
Becky
there.
With the good hair.
So that one girl that just got destroyed on Instagram was just a pawn. Probably. Gwyneth like leaked it. Like it's this girl.
Well done, Gwyneth. Well done.
Yeah.
So no, we're not going. And
see, that's the thing. Like obviously we talk about sex and stuff like that a lot. But I'm actually very traditional. I'm like a traditional girl. I don't like threesomes and like orgies and gangbangs and anal and whips and chains and hair. Like, I'm just not that girl. I'm not like a pillow princess where I just want to lay missionary all day either, but
she'll sit up.
I'll ride it.
I like, think you do have a mixtape in you because those were bars. I feel like you just dropped the single right there.
No, but I mean, I'm not like into like kink or like, you know, whatever. I'm not into anything like crazy. I don't even know if I want to say crazy.
Yeah, that's in a positive
I was going
crazy.
With this. Oh, but I mean, like, as far as like a sex party, like I would have sex while other people are having sex. Like, I would have sex in front of another couple, but that's as far as I would go. Like a real life porn. So I think that's cool.
Steve has never had to bleep so much. He is just like,
oh, you got to bleep this?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's going to make it that much more entertaining.
Not our show. We're not bleeped.
No, we don't bleep.
You guys are bleeped.
Anything.
All right.
We have a baby on the podcast. This is a baby podcast.
You should have warned us.
Of course they invite us, and we're the ones that bring all
we're
that.
We're like the worst.
Don't have us anywhere.
We love it. So
on the sex parties, what are my thoughts on it? I think it's a great outlet for couples that want to kind of explore sex together, you know, if you're in a really stable...
I said we just go to the dinner part.
The dinner
see how it
part?
Feels. See, the food's good.
See, I would want to, like, show off my skills in front of somebody else that's, like, f***ing. Like, that would be, like...
Show off your skills. I like it.
That would, like, turn me on. Like, that would be sick.
Yeah. You got to be into the couples. What's that?
A mirror would work.
I'm sure she has a mirror.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Heidi, great mirror. Call, Heidi. Amber Rose, you should get a mirror in
Wop.
Done. You should come skiing with us this year.
I have never been skiing ever in my
you've
life.
You've never skied?
No.
You have
We're
to.
Going to Aspen.
It's so
Little
fun.
Nell, we will get you
this. This is the whitest conversation I've ever had.
Us white people, we love
your
skiing.
Your ski outfit? No, skiing. Your snowboard, whatever. But your outfit, I can't even... You're going to kill the whole bye-bye Mariah Carey tabloid Aspen photos. You are going to get taken out of the game.
Can I get like the fur muff
thing? Oh, you better. Can you? You better.
But if you like fur, you can wear it.
You don't even have to actually ski. Just look, fly, walk around the lodge.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sexy. It's so cute. It's so warm.
Oh,
it's a great
cozy.
Date. Yeah.
Cocoa.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. I'm down. Fire. It's so romantic.
All right, well, we could keep talking to Chris and Amber forever, but they have schedules, unlike Spidey. So do not miss the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris on Podcast One. New episodes every Thursday where they talk about I heard more about interesting pool parties than I've ever heard. So, I mean, that's obviously topical issues. I mean, I also listened about
a lot of sex. We get live callers. You know, you can call us about any type of fetish, kink, sexual encounter, relationships.
Call in. Amber's distinct honesty and flair.
Oh, shoot.
And I mean, I was actually so interested in your take on the Scarlett Johansson transgender role.
Yep.
So catch that episode because that was a hot take I hadn't heard yet. But thank you so much for being here and all the advice and energy and sparkle you share with us. So to our listeners, thank you so much. And to our awesome sponsors, go to getquip.com/Spidey right now to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electronic toothbrush. Oh my gosh. Get your first fix now at stitchfix.com/Spidey and get 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box.
Go to sugarbearhair.com/Spidey for beautiful hair and a healthier you. Go to thirdlove.com/Spidey now to get your perfect fitting bra and 15% off your first purchase. Oh, yeah, Gunner.
And go to digster.fm/Spidey to listen to our custom playlist. You know it's got all the hottest tracks out each week. I'm definitely adding Clara's Better, by the way. Side note, 5 stars, please, everyone, because now I'm cool with tying Amber Rose for most 5 stars, but everybody else on Podcast One, we're coming for them.
I need a follow on the gram too, bro.
Oh, you better. She's going to start doing more story. Put your captions in the story.
I'll try.
Yeah. So what is your IG again?
At Amber Rose.
Oh, there you go. Amber Rose and
at Dr. Donahue.
Yep. These are very important. You can, the most savage captions in the game. A lot of people have plagiarized. Everyone's worrying about who actually is writing Kanye's lyrics, but he's stealing freaking Amber's captions. It has nothing to do with Drake.
That's amazing.
That's just facts. Okay, allegedly.
Facts.
Goodbye.